11th April 2006. Enron's Skilling claims innocent as Walt doesn't fit. This is on News. I'm Noah Ford. Houston, Texas. Enron's former chief executive Jeffrey Skilling proclaimed his innocence in court today, vowing to find the real fraudster. In his first day of testimony at the corruption trial, the beleaguered man faced a skeptical jury. His attorney promised loads and loads of cash for each juror that promised to acquit his client. "I'm going to buy myself a gold shower curtain with the money," revealed juror number 4. "Just let a convicted Tyco CEO Dennis Kozlowski had." Skilling claims he was framed by an evil left-wing conspiracy, and that former Enron CEO Kenny Boy, Lay is the real criminal. Lay has already been preemptively pardoned by President Bush in return for his campaign contributions. In today's most dramatic moment, Johnny Cochran came back from the grave to defend Skilling. He presented what police claim is the wallet of the real fraudster, filled to the brim with laundered cash. The wallet was so thick, it would not fit in Skilling's pocket. "You all know the cliché," proclaimed Cochran. "If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Or, at the worst, send my client to a minimum security prison like you did for Martha Stewart." The prosecution admitted it has a tough time with this case. "These insider trading irregularities are too complex for the average American idiot to comprehend," confessed Chief Prosecutor Matlock. He added, "It's a lose-lose situation. Even if he does go to prison, he'll emerge a hero, like Tupac did in 93. While Enron is still in the process of liquidating its assets to pay off greedy investors, much of the money the company should still have remains missing. Skilling claimed he had no hidden offshore accounts, but a phone call to the Caribbean island of St. Lucia revealed that the island nation is being renamed St. Skilling for unrelated reasons, as claimed by an anonymous government official. The trial is expected to continue for another 4 weeks, but may be shortened to 3 if Court TV's ratings fall short of expectations. For UNnews, I'm Noah Four, reporting from your mom's bedroom. For more up-to-the-minute misinformation, as well as the weather and sports scores, visit us on the web at www.encyclopedia.org/wiki/unnews:main_page.